Hey, well, it's Mike Treem here. Today we're joined by Gail Hamilton. Gail is a longtime friend of KLTT and our radio stations here in Denver. She has been a guest often, and Gail, as someone who's not able to have her sight, you have done amazing things. So give people the short bio so they know some of the things you've accomplished, what God's done through your life.
Thank you, Mike, for having me on. Some of the things, well, being blind, I have just my sizzle reel, as they say. I have a bachelor's in arts, a master's in music and vocal performance, another master's in psychology and counseling. I've built a Habitat for Humanity house. I've sung in two operas. I've written one book, ready to publish some more here. I've climbed the Sydney Harbour Bridge, built a Habitat for Humanity house. Oh, and I was Miss Colorado Senior America in 2013, and I climbed the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
That is
2020.
A ridiculous list, and that's only part of it. And the reason why I have you bring that up is because as someone blind, our listeners might say, no way, you can't do all that when you're blind. And you would say,
Oh, yeah. Yes, you can.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And you have.
Yeah.
And God has sustained you and allowed you to do all that. Go ahead. Sorry.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. And 17 our dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, right. On number seven. And number seven's name is?
Ava.
Ava. And Ava's a cutie.
Ava.
And you help us a ton when it comes to, okay, how do we, around someone blind, what are the do's and don'ts? And we've talked about that so much. And part of that, too, if this is really for all of us, is in the new year, people say, well, I'm making a New Year's resolution. Here's what I'm going to do. Or they have new perspective for the year. So stuff like, I'm going to wipe the slate clean. Okay, whatever that means. Focus on what you really want. Well, that's not selfish. Chart your course. I like that one. A little cliche there. Chart your course like you're going to tell God what you're going to do. So all this old school tired stuff, but adventurous alternatives are something that you teach motivationally. So you talk to people about this. One of them is you talked to us and gave us the notes about give thanks that your life is exactly as it is. What's that look like? What does that look like for you?
For me, you know, so one of the things I do at the end of each year is, it's kind of old school in a way, but it's a vision statement. And so I write it as though my life has already happened the way I want it. So for 2023, I say I have all kinds of spiritual things in there. But I also say things like, oh, I've given, oh, I don't know, 200 speeches, and I've published books, and I've traveled around here and there. So I give myself some outrageous, and I set the bar really high just for fun. But I act as though they've already happened. And I may and probably won't hit them all, but I also do it just to inspire myself, like, wow, wouldn't that be fun if I could do that? What if I even did half of what I say I'm going to do? Wouldn't that be a joy? And so, what did you say a minute ago? I say my gratitudes. I write a vision statement. Say, wouldn't these be the great years of my life? And I take one little action step every day towards that. But I think the most important thing is not to beat ourselves up, because this is February 8th today. So about this time, people give up. They set these goals and their shoulds. And I should lose weight, and I should get this job, and I should do this, and I should. And anybody that's ever had a two-year-old, which I haven't, but I know about it, two-year-olds, if you tell a two-year-old you should go clean your room up, that two-year-old's going to go, no. You no. can't make me. I'm not going to. No way. And they're not going to do it. So our psyches are the same way. You should lose 50 pounds. Well, maybe I should, but I don't want to, and you can't make me. And thus, we're not going to do it. And so if we just say, well, I want to, or here's how I want to evolve this year. Because evolving is better than making resolutions, resolving. Mm. Resolving is like, I have to do it. Where evolving is, here's how I want to evolve. And so I want to evolve by eating healthier. I want to evolve by taking care of myself, by loving myself, by going after my passions. And I think one of my things is I say, like, see your vision. You know, like, where do you want to go? Listen to your inner voice. That's God, usually. Speak your truth. Don't make up things that aren't real. Follow your heart. Reach out to others in service. Step boldly forward. Listen to your intuition and just live a life of greatness. You know, those are things that I follow every day. You know, I try not to do the shoulds or what other people tell me to do, because that's a true path for failure.
It sounds like key concepts I hear in there are being in tune to what, in tune to your heart, and that's pretty general, but you can correct me if I'm saying this wrong, in tune to your heart, actually daring to think, okay, what is it? Where is my heart really? Because a lot of times our heart's one place and we're doing stuff somewhere else. And as you said, we're not evolving, we're not changing, we're not growing. Then we get in a rut and we're doing the same old stuff every day. That's not a fun life.
No. And part of it is we're listening to our egos. Well, you should do this and da, da, da. And our egos are telling us what we think, you know, we should be doing what it says. And the deal is it's always about the heart and God and following your passion and living your passion. And if you're doing that, you don't have to worry about the outside self. The trick, the challenge is to follow your inside self. And then the outside, you know, you do you and God will do God, and everything else falls into alignment.
So gratitude every day, that concept, and I think that is well aligned with what you just talked about. How do we have gratitude every day? Because you could say, well, I don't have my sight. That makes things so much harder. Why, God, why can't I have my sight so that I can do some of these other things that, in some cases, you've actually done what the sighted person would say you couldn't have, blind, and you're kind of in this place where you seem to be able to kind of press past that woe was me stuff and positively move forward every day, and I think we can learn from that.
Yeah, you know, you can live yourself as the victim, like you said, saying, why, oh no, and where's that going to get me at the end of the day? Or I can choose to be the creator of my destiny, which is the opposite of being a victim, and going, well, what do I want, and can I have it? And I think sometimes we try to eat the whole pie at one time, or the whatever it is, and we have to, and then we get frustrated because we eat the whole thing and we feel horrible, or we get impatient with ourselves, you know, and it's really just taking one bite at a time and doing that, and then the next day taking the next bite and just doing one little thing. We're just so impatient with ourselves, and I think we have to love ourselves, and, you know, it's not all going to happen all at once. And so many times we read about people like Mother Teresa and Gandhi and others, that their fame, quote unquote, came at the end of their life. It's like all those years before led up to that. So yeah. Our wisdom comes with age and all that. So we don't get it the first day.
Well, I read about what you said about vision statements and just having this concept of, okay, how am I going to give gratitude? How am I going to move forward? How am I going to have some vision for what my heart is? What are some of the things I want to be different this year? And that will help my mood, my circumstance, and outcome. How do you do that? Because there has to be those days where you feel like, okay, really? This is what it is? So what do you say then? What do you do?
Well, you know, I journal. I mean, that is sort of my prayer time, or my connection time to me and myself. I journal. I love journaling, and I take walks. That gets me back into alignment. Or if, when in doubt, go talk to a friend, or pray, or any of those, or all of those, or some of those. And sometimes you just have to sit down, unplug, be quiet, and just sort of turn the world off. you know, because there are times when, you know, I run into one too many walls that day, or you know, the dog's just not doing what I want it to do for whatever reason, and I get frustrated. And we all do. We're all human. But we have to find a way to recenter ourselves. And to me, it's praying, God, meditating, journaling, walking. Those are my, making music. Those are my things that bring me joy. You have to find whatever brings you joy and do that little thing. And then usually by the time you get back to life, you go, oh, okay, it's not so bad.
Now we're speaking with Gail Hamilton. Gail is a longtime friend of KLTT and our ministries and work here in Denver with Crawford Media Group. And also, just want to remind you, we reach out into Brighton, Commerce City, Boulder, Denver, up to Fort Collins, down to Colorado Springs, into the mountains, and out even into Kansas. So there are hundreds of thousands and actually millions of people who potentially can hear these messages, and plenty within that population that do catch these interviews. What would you say to those people in our couple of minutes left, Gail, about vision statements, sending those to you even? You could give them your email address. What are some of the ways they could set up some accountability so they can say, okay, someone else besides me knows about this, Gail in this case, maybe others, and I'm gonna make this happen. I'm not going to sit back and just let 2022 happen to me. Gail, we've got a couple minutes left. What would you say?
Yeah, you have to not be a victim of those circumstances. You have to be the creator of them. So you are in charge. You have to take action. You have to be in alignment with God, and you have to have a positive attitude. Those are my three things. So do that. And accountability, yeah. If you can't keep yourself in check, then yeah, get a buddy. Get a prayer partner. Get somebody to go exercise with you. It's okay to walk with somebody else with your path. You know, you don't have to be by yourself. Absolutely. If you want to send me your goals, and at Gail, G-A-I-L, at soaringintogreatness.com, I'd be glad to keep you in accountability and alignment with yourself, you know, because who better? I'd be honored and pleased to do that, for sure. And because sometimes we need just to speak it out loud to somebody else, and that'd be great. And you can do it. Whatever that it is, you can do that it. Just one day at a time. Be grateful for whatever it is. You know, there's always a, you know, that sounds Pollyanna, but there's always a bright side.
Right.
But there is. There's always a blessing for whatever the thing. If I weren't blind, I probably would have never done any of these things I've done. Hmm. You know, I might have just been, I don't know. Maybe I've just been a housewife, and that's okay, with four kids. But I'm just so grateful for the degrees I have, and the climbing Sydney Harbor Bridge, and the dogs. I mean, how blessed is that? So I feel honored that I've had the life I've had.
You know, Gail,
it's been a fun journey.
Part of the reason for having you in February, not January 1st, you know, where everybody's saying, okay, we've got to have new resolutions, all that stuff, is because by now people are starting to feel, oh, yeah, I really haven't. These goals I set up January 1st, it hasn't happened. And this was the perfect time to talk with you. Now, Gail's website, it's Gail Hamilton, soaringintogreatness.com, soaringintogreatness.com. We're out of time, unfortunately, but Gail, we so appreciate having the time with you, and you inspire us. So thank you for speaking into our lives today.
You're so welcome. Always my pleasure.